Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Matt Naya for getting us up and running and filling us in
and informed.
Everything going on.
Keeps us informed. Yeah.
We had a nice chat with him, and want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Mosoff, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Fun show. Good times. Want to thank our executive producer. He, of course, is Dustin William Rhodes.
See you later.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your sensational, fantastic work today. Really special.
Think about the chances of, you know, playing in the Olympics and, you know, getting a gold medal is a dream.
Yeah, I've wanted to play flag football since I was a child.
How long has that dream lasted? How long has that dream existed?
Since I saw Steph Curry hit a three.
That's not the same thing.
Back in the day.
It's not the same thing.
Hey, it's Marshall Harris. He's right here. He's right there. I can see him.
I'm so disappointed in the skepticism surrounding the Olympics and flag football.
Oh, I love the Olympics, and I'm a huge flag football man. And Layla Rahimi! It must be Wednesday, because every day is a Layla day.
It is Wednesday.
I knew that. I knew that already. I'm so happy I knew it. I just wasn't sure. Some days I don't remember what the day is, but today I knew.
I thoroughly enjoy listening to Mully and Haw, especially when I do the 5 a.m., because then I'm on Dustin with the pregame show, and I'm listening, and this guy's out here working hard.
Yeah.
And then I was just so disappointed when the flag football thing came up, the way that you guys poo-pooed it. Like,
oh, David was the one that poo-pooed. I think
that's fine. I'll defend it. What
the call of gimmicky? Like, why is it? Yeah, why is that to be gimmicky? It's a sport, right?
It's not the same.
And all
sport.
Sports, but listen, all sports get created. Flag football can stand on its own as a sport now.
Okay,
it's been around.
I'm not. Anyone can go play flag football. I think it's great that it's a high school sport for girls, and they're going to have it played in college. It's not football. It's not the same as looking at the NBA and the Olympic basketball, because it's a different version. Well, you're throwing a football. You're catching a football. There's skill involved. But if you're talking about in the context of the conversation, the owners approving it is endangering your most prized asset.
It's a money grab. Nobody's arguing that.
Yeah, but the Olympic Committee says there will be a tush push allowed.
Oh, man. We get that today, right?
Explain that.
Yes, they won't. The vote comes today.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty sure they're going to make sure that 24 teams say it's illegal.
Yep.
Because they can't run it.
Right. It really has little to do with fairness. It's more to do with one team has taken that and absolutely perfected it to a point where it's become unfair because other teams can't do it as well.
And David and Marshall, I actually think you guys agree. You just are agreeing in principle, but not on the actual asset. I think the owners know that more exposure for the league at whatever cost is always better. Hence why an 18th game
I don't know
is
if
coming.
This is exposure for football. I don't know if it's like...
Hold on. Time out. You're saying you don't know if flag football is exposure for real football. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. The two are interconnected and will always be interconnected.
They involve the same ball.
So both the NFL doesn't just run regular football, as we'll put it, but also flag football under its umbrella can make them money.
Great.
And so that's why they can expand
the
flag
football. You know what? They should add another sport, 7-on-7 drill.
That's pretty much what.
7-on-7 would be more exciting.
Guys, it's 5-on-5. Just to remind you, the flag football that's going to be played in the Olympic setting is 5-on-5.
But I do think that they're probably thinking the more kids internationally that see a Justin Jefferson jersey,
right,
the more they want to buy it, and they're trying to grow the game in Europe the way they are. So that was my thought.
16 international games.
It makes
games.
Sense for them from a financial standpoint.
5-on-5? You wouldn't have to. I mean, the NFL has already won the competition before it started. All they got to do is just put a quarterback out there, and then we'll see which country can come up with a grandmother that will claim an NFL quarterback. You know, Joe Burrow, he's from Botswana.
Kids aren't growing up in Poland dreaming about playing flag football.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if an American, it'll be all NFL players, yeah. shouldn't it be? Or will the Canadians?
Well, then it's not the Olympics.
Get a silver.
Then it's not the Olympics. No, it's an intramural tournament.
You will give citizenship.
Do
to
you
someone.
Remember Becky Hammond and how she played for the Russian Olympic team?
Oh, she did. Okay.
Because she wasn't even invited. This yeah. was a Hall of yeah. Fame level
wasn't
player.
Invited to play
wasn't
for
invited
the US.
To even the camp to try out for the U.S. Okay. That's what's going to happen here. Oh, we were yeah. talking about it with our texters yesterday. Jamaica's going to put a team out there.
No question.
Nigeria's going to put a team out there.
Great. Anybody Those are got, yes. legitimate sports. Those are legitimate, like,
when you say legitimate, every sport is made up, David. That's the point. This is, you know, this reminds me of when they remember when they created the ESPYs and people were like, that's not a real award show. There are now people who are over the age of, who are full grown adults that don't know what life without the ESPYs is. So now it's a real award show. And that's kind of the point here. You got to start somewhere. The NFL is like, we can continue to grow this game, whether it's the real version, whether it's the flag football version, or both, which is probably what's really going to happen. And understand, this is how business works.
The better question is, if they want to allow flag football, why the hell isn't baseball going to be back?
That's a good question.
Well,
that's it.
Well, baseball
should be in the Summer Olympics.
You're always going to be exposed to injury, but I think that this is like a, it just seems like a, I'm not that interested in it. And it's a risk. If you're talking about Justin Jefferson, if you're the Vikings, do you think that they're going to welcome that kind of involvement by a player
I feel sorry.
In whom they've invested almost $200 million.
I feel sorry for anyone trying to line up against him.
Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, Justin Jefferson. If you got those two guys, yeah, exactly. Come on, man.
The all-track team?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
What have ye today?
I think we want to talk about the importance of why you want to hear from Caleb Williams today and why that is something that we should actually discuss, because in the light of all of this, it is the path that would make the most sense. So we're going to parse as to why we have heard he might not be. Our five on it is early today at 10:25 because we've got the Cubs game coming up at 11:30 for pregame. So we will talk about the Cubs there, Luis Robert as well, and a couple of follow-ups on discussions we had yesterday. We want to get into the Cubs lineup that we saw yesterday at 10:45. Mike Florio with the latest on whatever happens in the NFL today will be at 11.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.